Hello and welcome to the One Cool Tip Show for October 11th, 2015, Season 1, Episode 12. Our theme this week is Finding Out Fast. I'm Roger Mansfield, the host of the One Cool Tip Show. Welcome. If this is your first time listening to our show, thank you for joining us. And if you are a loyal, returning listener, thank you and welcome back. Our show this week will cover cool tech news and highlight the cool tech tips that were posted out on www.onecooltip.com. Today we're going to cover cool tech tips including how to use the new low power mode in iOS 9 to extend your iPhone battery life. We'll tell you all about the new smart lookup in Microsoft Office 2016. We'll also tell you about how Twitter debuted Moments to highlight the best tweets. We'll show you how to display or hide formulas in Microsoft Excel, how you can use Waze to show you the best gas prices and get directions to your nearby gas stations. And finally, we'll show you how Google Maps can be used to send information from your PC to your phone. We hope that you enjoy the show. We have one cool tip announcement this week, and that's a reminder that One Cool Tip is on Twitter, and the Twitter address is the @OneCoolTip, OneCoolTip. You can follow One Cool Tip on Twitter for tech news and tips every day. So if you're on Twitter, go check us out and follow us.
This week in cool tech news.
This week there were two big tech news items. First is the California Privacy Act. California has officially passed a law requiring police to get a warrant before collecting citizens' emails, IP addresses, or other electronic information. The California Electronic Communications Privacy Act, signed by Governor Jerry Brown this week, is a win for digital privacy. It raises the bar for just about any kind of surveillance, whether that involves police requesting user information from a company or collecting it themselves. Under the new law, police will need to justify the data collection and describe its scope, getting either a search warrant or a court order. The rule covers requiring an ISP to give up information, as well as gathering any data, and that can be by physical interaction or using some type of electronic device. And of course, there are exceptions for emergency cases, and that's good, but the wholesale collection without any oversight is ending in California. Other states should take note of this, and the federal government, whose disclosures of electronic communications has been in the news for several years, should also look at how California is finding a balance between the needs of government and the privacy rights of its citizens. The other news this week is that Facebook announced testing of new emotions besides the well-known like. The new emotions are being tested in Spain and Ireland and include a range of emotions including angry, sad face, a smiling face, a shocked face, a laughing face, and finally a heart. So, you know, those awkward times when someone posts on their timeline about a death notice, it's really hard. You don't want to like something like that, but at the same time you do want to acknowledge sympathy or empathy. And so these new emotions are going to be able to help that. It's going to be a big change. It doesn't look like the dislike button is going to be there, because we know what happens on the internet. People will click that an awful lot. So some new options: angry, sad, smiling, shocked, laughing, and a heart. So I think that's a good option for being able to be more than just like in the future.
Highlights of onecooltip.com.
We had a number of great cool tech tips this week, so let's go through them. First up, how to use the new low power mode in iOS 9 to extend your iPhone battery life. Now, nothing is worse than running out of power when using a smartphone, especially an iPhone, because you use it so much, the battery just can deplete. And that just means no more calls, no text, or no photos, no selfies, no GPS locations, no maps. So losing power is really a bad thing. Now, you can have external batteries, and you can do some of those things to try to rejuice up. And, of course, I always take my iPhone power cord with me because you never know when you can juice up for a few minutes. But there's a new feature in iOS 9 that can prevent the dreaded shutdown. The new low power mode can be enabled to stretch your remaining battery life before your next charge. And here's how to do it. Go to Settings, then Battery to enable or disable the feature. Low power mode works by turning off certain background functions like app refresh and push email. You'll also be prompted to use this new feature whenever you reach 20% of remaining battery life. When your battery is next recharged and reaches 80% full, the feature will turn off automatically. Apple claims that battery life can be extended by an hour or more by using this new feature. Check out One Cool Tip for this tip as well as other battery saving ideas. Another tip we showed this week was the new Smart Lookup in Microsoft Office 2016. You can learn how to quickly find what you need to know without leaving Word, Excel, PowerPoint, or Outlook. Microsoft Office 2016 products have a great new search option called Smart Lookup. Now, Smart Lookup is a new feature that brings the power of Bing to users within the four Office 2016 applications. You just highlight your search keywords and then right-click to select Smart Lookup to display results in what's called an insight window within the application over on the right-hand side. You can also select the keywords and then go up to the Office ribbon and select Smart Lookup. And so you can check out this tip with some pictures to show you exactly how to do it out on the One Cool Tip site. Another tip we showed this week was about Twitter, and that Twitter debuted a new feature called Moments. With millions of tweets every day, it's hard to find the most interesting up-to-the-minute tweets, especially those with multimedia content. Moments solves this problem by displaying dynamic, curated content filled with videos and photos. It's available on both mobile devices as well as the website. The new Moments lightning bolt icon shows tweets in five categories starting with today. And if you swipe the top menu, you can switch to entertainment, fun, news, and sports. And if you tap a moment, it'll show you the first tweet. Swiping to the left will show additional tweets about the moment. A progress bar at the bottom shows how many more tweets are available. Moments is a valuable tool to keep Twitter relevant to its users. And as a Twitter user, being able to discover new content without having to follow or even know who to follow where this content is available. So check that out. We have more information on the One Cool Tip website. Another tip we showed was how to display or hide formulas in Microsoft Excel. When working in Excel, you often need to review the formulas. It's a safety check. Go back through, make sure the formulas were entered correctly. But it can be tedious to click into each cell to check them individually. Perhaps you want to just print them out and have them as a hard copy backup. So how can you see them all at once? Well, there is a very simple trick. You press and hold the Control key plus the tilde key. It's really the bottom one right below the tilde key. It's the grave accent, and the two characters are on the same key on the normal keyboard layout, so it's over in the upper left-hand corner. So just press Control plus the grave accent, and all your formulas will be displayed in Excel. If you want to hide them, just press the keys again. So this is a really quick thing to do when you're looking at your Excel spreadsheet and you want to double-check that they are correct, the formulas are right. Control plus the grave accent, and your formulas will be displayed. So check that out. Another tip we showed was about how Waze can show you the best gas prices. And we love Waze, use it all the time. We had several tips out on One Cool Tip about Waze, so check that out. But here's another feature of Waze that you may not know about or haven't been using. you can find the closest gas stations to you by brand, as well as displaying the current price of gasoline. So here's how to do it. When you're using the Android or the iPhone mobile app, tap the Waze menu icon, and that's usually down in the lower left-hand corner. Tap Navigate, tap on Gas, and you'll see the nearby gas stations and prices. You can check the prices as well as the brand names, and you'll also see the distance to the nearest station. Then just tap to navigate to the gas station, and Waze will show you exactly how to get there. So that's all great. So how does Waze know about the prices of all the gas stations? And that's through the power of Wazers like you. You can report gas prices whenever you are near a station. To report gas prices, you need to be physically within 0.3 of a mile of a station and at least have baby Waze status. So this is just a habit that I'm getting into. Every time I fill up for gas before I leave, I go ahead and enter in the price of the gas if it isn't current. And the way to do this is you tap the report icon like you are going to report a road hazard, but instead tap on gas prices, tap on the gas station you are updating. Waze will use the GPS in your phone, get the information of the nearest gas station. It'll know where you are. Tap the current prices and then enter the updated price and then tap send. And so when you do that, you're helping all the other Wazers know the best buying decisions by entering in that current gas price. And that's the beauty of Waze. Another tip is about how you can let Google send your place that you're searching on your PC maps to your device. So if you're on your PC and you're checking out a restaurant or an address and you want to have that on your phone, here's what you do. You make sure that you're signed in to the same Google account on your PC as well as the Google Maps app on your iPhone or Android. Open up Google Maps on your computer and you can search for a place. Maybe it's a restaurant or it's an address. Bring up that place location card. Click the Send to Device link that's there and then select which device you want to send the place to. Almost immediately, your phone will highlight with a notification. Tap the notification on your phone to open Google Maps and display the place information. It is a real easy way to get the map information from your PC right over to your phone as you head out the door. So check that out. There's more information as well as some screenshots on onecooltip.com. That's it for this week's One Cool Tip show. Thank you for joining us. A big thank you for our podcast theme from podcastthemes.com. And of course, Dubious Legal Services from Dewey Cheatham. Check out the very cool tips at www.onecooltip.com. One Cool Tip is also on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Flipboard, the Apple News app, and Pinterest. The One Cool Tip show can be found on demand on iTunes, Podomatic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, and Spreaker.com, as well as on the onecooltip.com website. As always, we appreciate you sharing and reviewing the One Cool Tip Show and visiting www.onecooltip.com. This is Roger Mansfield. Have a very cool week, and remember, keep your eyes on the screen.